The government of Zimbabwe has sent troops to the southwest region of the country known as Matabeleland. The area long has been a stronghold of opposition to President Robert Mugabe and the ruling ZANU-PF party. Human rights activists in Zimbabwe are expressing concern about the troop deployment. They say it raises the specter of ethnic massacres committed by government forces in the region 20 years ago. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from the provincial capital, Bulawayo.
The Ndebele people of Matabeleland, about 20% of Zimbabwe's population, have long defied Robert Mugabe. They opposed Mugabe's leadership of the liberation war against white rule in what was then Rhodesia. And they challenged him for power in the first multi-ethnic election in 1980. In the last parliamentary election 2 years ago, all but one of Matabeleland's 23 seats went to the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC. Fletcher Delimi Ube is one of those opposition MPs.
When they got in here, they had some jerrycans which were inside this.
Ube gives a visitor a tour of the burned-out wreckage of opposition headquarters in Bulawayo. He says the building was torched last month by supporters of President Mugabe. Ube, a 66-year-old diabetic, spent a month in solitary confinement late last year after he was arrested in connection with the death of a Mugabe loyalist. It was after that killing that the government dispatched troops to Matabeleland. Zimbabwean officials say they were determined to stamp out terrorism in the region. Ube scoffs at the charges.
Yes, they call us terrorists, but they are the terrorists. They thought it was going to just stick, that terrorist. Like America saying Ben Laden is a terrorist. I think any reasonable person will know they are lying.
There's been a sharp rise in violence in Matabeleland since the troops arrived. Hundreds of attacks and bombings have been reported, and there have been at least 20 murders. Zimbabwean officials blame the opposition for the unrest, but human rights activists attribute most of the violence to government supporters, including the police and the army. Matula Lasinga of the opposition MDC says he was arrested and tortured by the police last month after the attack on MDC headquarters. Lasinga fears the Mugabe government may be preparing for a repeat of the ethnic killings that rocked this region in the 80s.
It's very much possible now that we have seen them being deployed all over the rural areas. And it happened exactly the same in the 80s where we saw them being deployed in Matabeleland when they killed a lot of people there.
Human rights activists estimate that up to 30,000 people were killed in the unrest of the 80s when Mugabe dispatched North Korean-trained troops to Matabeleland to put down sometimes violent protest by opposition supporters. Jameson Moyo runs a program providing medical and psychological treatment to survivors of the army's rampage. Moyo fears he could soon be treating a new generation of survivors.
And now the outbreaks of these people who disappear or who are publicly assaulted brings all the memories of yesteryears, and really people are afraid out there. But the aim is to send that message to the people of Matabeleland that really, should they remain defiant like that, something deadly is going to happen.
But Moyo, like many here, insists that the people of Matabeleland will never support Mugabe, no matter how much violence is employed. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.